And I'm Ralph.
We're Ralph.
Ralph Farisco of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. That's Ralph Pizarro of Calcio Napoli Club. Just rant about Napoli.
We'll just, let's go for it.
We're going to rant. We're going to match report. We're going to talk about the games. We're going to talk about topics. You leave comments and we'll read your comments out, questions.
All right. Quick stats.
Yes. Throw the stats up there. On to a nice little segment that we're going to call the Beast of the Match.
The who is beasting it for the Napoli team? Let's see.
But follow us on Facebook. Raffaele Rispo. Ralph Pizarro, Twitter at RafaNapoli83. That's me.
CNC USA 26.
I want some feedback to the show. What do you guys want to see? What do you want to see more and less of? This is going to be a show for you guys too. I want a lot of comments.
We want to rant about something. Let us know if you want us to rant about something.
I promise you, we're not going to agree on everything all the time.
We won't.
We're going to yell at each other every now and then.
Come and rant. This is what it's for. We want to give you a space to let loose so you can do it here.
Well, that's going to do it, Ralph. You know, were we boring enough for you?
I don't know. I think we were great.
Let's get to it.
And benvenuti, fellas and bellas all over the world. Welcome to the Ralph and Ralph Rant. I am Ralph Pizarro, joined by my co-host, the Vicar of Vesuvius, Rafa Rispo. Welcome, everybody. Cha-cha, how you doing today, Rafa?
I'm good, Ralph. How are you, man?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for asking, guys.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Super excited today, guys. Welcome to everybody in the chat. Let's get this party started. You know how we roll here. We got a nice, exciting show. Definitely the first half, at least. In the second half, we're going to have a little bit of ranting going on. I know that, Rafa. But I don't want to delay it any further because time is of the essence. We'll introduce him right now. The man, Damien, welcome, sir. Welcome. Welcome.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. Welcome, sir. Buonasera, guys.
Buonasera.
Buonasera, Damien. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm good. Forza Napoli, right? You see, I'm rocking.
Sempre. Napoli. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're the Damien, you're the king of the old school, my friend. Damien is the owner of RB Classic Soccer Jerseys. And he, alongside Nicola Racuglia, has recreated the Maradona era jersey, has recreated other Eneda jerseys. This is the man behind the madness. Take a look at my wall. You guys know, you guys all know about my wall. The man, the myth, the legend, Damien, is the one responsible. He's got a lot of my money, that's for sure. And this one's still yet to go up. The Mars number 10.
Amazing.
So everybody, welcome Damien in. This is his website. Please find his stuff. It's not just Eneda Napoli jerseys. He's got so many great classic kits from the past. And, you know, you can find everything you're looking for there. But Damien, I wanted to get started and give you the opportunity to introduce yourself and basically let us know how you came about doing all this.
Oh yeah, okay, sure. I'm Damien. I'm the founder of RB Classic Soccer Jerseys. As Rafa said, I sell like old school football shirts, and alongside I also do the Eneda reissues together with Nicola Racuglia. And well, this idea started a couple of years ago when I was looking for a new football shirt to wear during the Euros. It was 2016, and I couldn't find a proper, I didn't like the newest French shirt, so I thought, why not going old school? So I browsed eBay and a couple of websites, and I ended up with a reissue of the 80s, like 80, 82 shirt. It was with pinstripes. Wow. And I was wearing that. It was a bit short, but I was cheering just like this.
kind of like me when I put one of these on.
Something might rip.
Damien, why do you think they're on my wall behind me?
I pulled my shoulder trying to get into a Coppa jersey.
That's basically how it started. And I got a lot of comments of people walking by because they were not used to seeing retro shirts. I guess it was not really fashionable here. It was not really the trend here in Belgium. I guess in England, for example, there was maybe already some kind of trend going on. But a lot of people stopped me and said, hey, cool shirt, where'd you get it? And that's basically how the idea came into my mind. But I started with the website 2 years later, or 3 years.
That's so cool. Very awesome.
You have quite the collection up there, I must say. So, I mean, I know we're representing Napoli here today, Damien, but I've been onto the website, and let me tell you, I don't care what team, I would have bought all of those things. they are absolutely gorgeous, and the retro look to it, I think, maybe it's something that's been trending over the past decade or so, kind of like you know, like, especially here in the States, like throwbacks are huge. Any sport across the board. And when I saw this, even like, I remember the Fiorentina one, even with the Nintendo. And I mean, I went nuts. These things are beautiful. So it's nice to have somebody to bring in these old jerseys kind of back to life. And that's, I think, that's
wonderful. And it's nice to see that also in the US, you know, a lot of people are considering buying these. And soccer is getting more, like, bigger and bigger in the US. And
if people, Rafa doesn't buy them all.
I'll go to one address.
I don't know. I have a feeling it's not over.
It's not.
Damien, listen, I'm trying to buy a house, man. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I really don't. But here's my next question. So, okay. Yeah, that's a really... Raf, that's a nice Italian jersey, by the way. I really
It's a t-shirt.
Yeah. But it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Damien, so here's the big question. So you started this company up, all right, about 2 years later after you were looking for a jersey. How did you figure out a way to get in touch with Nicola Racuglia? Awesome. And how did you do that? How did you do it? Because these reissues are just, I mean, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, amazing. Well, actually, the answer is very simple. Like, they contacted me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good man.
Okay. Okay. Man. So they got in touch with you. Okay.
Yeah. So basically how it goes, it's there's this Dutch guy who was very entrepreneurial. He has been in fashion for many, many years. And he contacted NRA like a couple of years ago saying, hey, I've seen your old shirts and you really need to bring them back on the market. And back then, Nicola Racuglia was not ready. And he contacted them back, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years later, basically now 2 years ago. And then they were ready. It's okay, let's do it. And this Dutch guy actually contacted me and a couple of other sellers. I guess since he saw that I had a big NRA collection myself already, it would make more sense to work with me. And through him, I got in contact with Nicola Racuglia. I visited him, and I've seen basically how they work there. So it's pretty cool.
So because my understanding is that his company is no longer – well, maybe now it might be active, but it wasn't – and it was inactive for a while. Am I correct?
Yes.
I looked up Enede on Instagram. I searched Enede. I mean, listen, I grew up on these kits. I did. I'm 38 years old. The first thing I remember was drawing Buitoni with the Scudetto Coppa Italia and the Enede up top on paper, you know. Yeah. So I searched for the company and I found something out of like Japan. It looks like it's a streetwear company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that something that Mr. Racuglia is in conjunction with, or is that something that was bought and they're able to use his name and logo? And what did we have to wait for? Because you said he wasn't ready. Did he need the material back in? Did he need like the machines back? Like what was it that got him? Because I know he was a small time, you know, he was small time when Adidas, Nike, Puma, everybody started getting involved in the market and he just couldn't keep up. So what was it that got him like back into it? Was it the cloth he needed to wait for, like the fabric or the machinery? What was
it? Just, you know, it takes a lot of time to prepare all these shirts and to think to make sure that you can make this right, because you cannot, of course, there are many fakes on the market, but technically you cannot just release a shirt without some kind of, you know, approval of the football clubs. So that took a lot of time, plus also he's an older gentleman, so he had other things to do than working on it, because I don't remember how old exactly he is, but he's far in the 80s, I believe. So, and well, he has better things to do than back then. I guess he had better things to do than to focus on that. And plus, also obviously, you mentioned it, the licensing rights, because there's indeed a company in Japan who has the licensing rights. They were sold the rights in the 90s. That's why they made also the Uruguay shirt, for example, and I think Ivory Coast as well. A couple of J-League shirts as well with NR. This is why you see them over there. There were some things that they had to figure out, and they needed some time. And then 2 years ago, apparently, they were already. So that was good. And that's actually when I got in touch with them before now. So I didn't know about this idea before they contacted me, before it was done, basically.
Right. So, Rafi, you have a question?
Yeah, you know, I had a. It was actually the one thing that I was fascinated about when I found out was about the material.
Yeah.
And what was what kind of challenge? Because that's a big deal, right? I mean, like the one thing with the fakes on the market and all this other stuff is that it's just cheap quality stuff. The fact that you're able to track down the original material,
yeah.
To me, that sold me right away. You know, how much of a challenge was that? If that's the right question,
he has still the contacts, right? So he has contacts with other companies. He knows where to get his stuff from. The nice thing about NR is also that they work with people that used to work for them 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the screen printing of the painting of the sponsors, that's done by the same person who used to do it back then.
Wow.
For example, the Mars. I was convinced the sponsor was black, and that guy said absolutely not. It's navy. It's dark blue, and so then we checked, and indeed, it's dark blue. So he said that was the right color. And there's somebody else, like an older lady, who is stitching all the badges on. So this is why sometimes there is some delay, because just things take a lot of time.
No, it's all.
It's not a big factory. They just have those people who used to work for them who don't really live in the neighborhood anymore. So sometimes it's like, I know, 30, 40 miles away. But I have to bring all the shirts there to the lady who is stitching all the badges, and then to the guy who paints on the sponsors. Couple of times, so yeah, it takes some time, but yeah, they're beautiful. I mean, it's made in Italy, and he's very, very proud of that. Nicola Aquilia, I know that he's absolutely proud of it. He's made in Italy.
Wow,
are there plans to revive the Aneta name in Europe at the moment, like currently, or is there like are we just kind of holding on to these remakes here?
So for now, basically, the strategy of NR is to come back on the market with these remakes and then possibly do something like some fashion line, but no streetwear, that kind of stuff. But first with the reissue. Right. And they've already had some collaborations with, for example, Pata, who have released a couple of shirts with them. So that's basically what they want to do, like the streetwear, and then start designing their own jackets, T-shirts, etc.
Mm-hmm. Now the kit that you're wearing, that's an original, correct?
That's an original, yes.
Look at that
beautiful, beautiful thing. Look at that. So now I ask you every question under the sun. You know, you and I chat in private. Those kits with the lines on them, and the kits that have the like Aneta logo embedded in the shirts. Yeah. Those are very difficult to replicate, right? Those are most likely not going to be replicated.
No. So I can show you. I have one here, the original.
Love it.
Exclusive sneak peek, man.
This is the best day ever.
I don't have the one with the lines, the polo style, but I have this one. You mean this one cannot?
Oh, look at that. They look like lines when you look at it from afar. It looks like stripes, but they're Aneta. Logos in a stripe design. That is just magnificent.
Oh, that's cool, right? God,
that is magnificent.
It's really, really cool. But apparently,
that's like the 94 Italia. Napoli did it first.
Oh, Napoli did everything first, dude. Napoli was the first team. I got a little trivia for you. Napoli was the first team to ever wear Nike in Serie A, mind you.
Yep.
Those Nikes that we bought from, I stole from Ralphie because he wanted them. That I bought from you. Yeah, those Nike kits. Napoli were the first team to wear Nike in Serie A, and then came Inter, you know, I believe.
Such a bad season, right?
Yeah, it was terrible. It's associated with an awful season. Unfortunately, because
the stuff is really cool. The shirts, the jackets. Well, you bought the jackets.
Oh yeah, they're
the sports. Everything from that era is just amazing. Just so cool.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Oh man.
So, yeah, no, these to reply, I know these cannot be replicated apparently. This is too difficult to make the logos. But yeah, I mean if you
how did they do that in the first place? Can you just give a quick rundown of how that is created? Like is it within the material, within the stitch?
Oh, you mean this?
Yeah, the lines, the stripes.
Rather. Yeah, so basically it's just sublimated, so it's just more shiny
pattern. Oh, all right.
See?
Yeah.
Okay, so they sublimate that with a shinier, like a shinier ink or something. Okay.
Everything is, it's, you know, also the sponsor is sublimated. Everything. Okay. Yeah. It's pretty cool, but apparently the players hated the shirts because they were too heavy.
Too heavy. Yeah, the polyester. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. This is why they stopped making polyester shirts, and it was an era where everybody wanted polyester shirts, and they started moving production to Asia, and this is how an era went out of business.
Mm. Listen, you
shirt porn.
everybody wants it. Well,
we're a big
Damien, listen, so you're from France, you said, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that Marseille is your favorite team.
Definitely.
Okay, because I see you post a lot of Marseille. What attracted you to Napoli? Because I'm going to also assume that Napoli you had an interest in before all this. Am I correct?
Yeah, well, basically, first I didn't like Napoli. I didn't like the football club Napoli because when we met a couple of years ago, there were huge fights outside the Velodrome where I was there. These guys. But then I met my wife, and she's from Naples, so well.
There it is. It's the Napoli wife story, dude. We had the commentator, Patrick Kendrick. He's a World Feed Serie A commentator. He did Napoli's last two matches in English that was broadcast worldwide. We had him on after the game that we won against Torino, and he said the same thing. His girlfriend's Napolitan, and that's such a great story.
Man,
I love it.
Smart man right there.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I fell in love with the city and with the people, and then ultimately also with the football club.
That's how it starts.
It starts, and people are just amazing. So, yeah, no.
Either a pizza, a beautiful woman, or a great cappuccino. You know, exactly. That's what you're going to have. Listen, I go there all the time. When I go to Napoli, I fall in love every 20 feet when I'm walking outside. Yeah, man.
You know what I love about Napoli is the passion everybody has, not only for the football club, but just for the city. Just they're just so passionate.
Yeah, right.
They really are. They really are.
So my next question to you is this. The jerseys have been so well received. I've seen some like articles written about it. I've seen it in some video documentaries. I'm going to assume that your bestseller is the Buttoni 86-87, 87-88, excuse me. But any plans to reissue any other jerseys from that era at all? Or like the ones that you can replicate?
But basically from Napoli, we can recreate any shirt except for the two that you mentioned. So this one and the polo style shirt from 85-86. It's slightly different. It was really like a polo shirt and it has pinstripes. That one not, but technically, yeah, we can do many others. I know that there's a white Buitoni, so you have the red and the blue Buitoni. There'll be a white one. Yeah, exactly. We will re-release the red one because they've purchased some more fabric. So that one is pretty cool, like the red Buitoni. We will release very soon a long sleeve Buitoni, but from the season before, so it's without the Scudetto, but with smaller Buitoni and long sleeve because a lot of people have asked for long sleeve jerseys.
Oh, wait a minute. So 86-87.
Yeah, the year that they won the Scudetto. So a lot of people asked, especially from
Rafa. I get first dibs, Rafa. No. I know what's going on here.
No, you're behind me, brother.
No, come on.
Listen, Damien, you have to hold two. Because I need
Of course, guys, you got it.
No Damien, I know your time is limited, but that Red Buitoni, my brother, saw it, cried, wanted it. Please make like a double, triple X for him. Hold it. Let me know. I'll pay. We will pay double. Took he took it. My brother's dying for it since he saw it. So
I did see that you re-released the Mars Red, right, recently. I did see that.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
There it is.
Oh, there it is. Gorgeous. Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Those were released. Yeah. And maybe what else we're talking about? Yeah, jackets. Jackets, man.
Ooh, like, right.
Yeah. Tracksuit tops, tracksuit jackets.
Big.
Yeah, we'll start with it very soon, hopefully this week. If I have the photos, I'll send it to you. You can post it first
on your Twitter.
Awesome. Absolutely.
Very
exclusivity
cool.
for you guys.
We're a big trip community, Damien. So you will have no problem selling these bad boys.
you can bet I'll be.
You can bet, it.
Dude. Paychecks are yours. Just
right. I cut
hair for Damien at RB Classic jerseys. That's what I do. But
anyway. I'm happy you like them.
Damien was very gracious enough to donate one of these kits to us. So we have a big announcement, and I might have came out with this when you told me, yeah, let's do it. When we first started our show, but it's been so long since, but now that it is in my hands, we will be giving away, and it's still in its package.
Here's the ad, guys. Hold on,
Rafa. That is our big announcement.
Bang.
There you go.
It's on there. Right in Rafa's hands is good. This is the ad, guys. You can catch it on Instagram. Support us. There's a little competition. So this is the official re-release made by Damien himself. It is the 87-88 Maradona number 10 jersey. Yes, absolutely gorgeous. Sealed. Ready to deliver. Right there, how to enter, just to kind of support the Instagram. It'll tell you what to do. Once you do that, you qualify. This contest, the entry will end on May 16th, and we will do we even might have Damien back. We will do the official drawing that Monday show on May 17th. Here it is, how to enter. Go ahead, Rafa.
No, I'm sorry. May 17th, significant, because that is the anniversary of the first Scudetto that Napoli and Maradona won. So we will have Damien back here. That'll be a 4 o'clock start again, but we will have Damien to help us select the winner. But yeah, like Rafi said, we just came out with an Instagram account. Please follow us at Rafrant. Actually, it's at Raf and Raf.
We'll work
instead
we'll
of Rafrant. Yeah, no, I forgot to we'll include that Rafrant was taken somehow. I don't know why.
But, really?
Yeah.
So we'll take that
on Instagram. It's at Raf N Raf. So Raf R-A-F-F, letter N R-A-F-F. So that's the Instagram account. But also
all over the world, Jonathan.
Follow. Yeah, please.
All over the world.
All over the world. We're gonna ship for free and everything. No worries.
Yeah.
This wouldn't be at all possible without Damien here, who's gracious enough to donate one of these jerseys to us to spread the awareness of Napoli, to spread the awareness of Enere and the re-releases, to spread RB Classic soccer jerseys. Please support Damien and search his site,
awesome,
because you're gonna like what you see. A
lot of stuff.
I'm a big Napoli drip guy, but you know, some people out there might want to buy, you know, the Roma 83, 84, 85, Enere kit, the Fiorentina kit, just beautiful
so
kits.
Many
the
beautiful
Milan
stuff,
one
guys.
That's out there too.
Yeah. Roma is coming very soon this weekend, 86, 87. So,
Roma 86, 87, huh? Yeah. So that's amazing. Damien, we just want to say thank you so much for coming on.
Yes.
For hanging out with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me, guys. I appreciate it.
We want to have you on a lot more.
Come back.
We have an idea.
Whenever you want.
Yeah, we have the great idea of doing a segment maybe when the season's over, but picking one of your classic Eneta remakes and discussing the matches that happened with those kits on, you know, against Napoli. So let's say the Roma at 86-87. We go back and take kind of a look at the game, you know, show photos of the game and photos of the. I think that's a good idea.
I'm up for it, guys. I really enjoyed it. So whenever you want.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll see you in 2 weeks for the unveiling of the winner.
Definitely.
We'll see you then. Big round of applause.
You guys.
Thank you, Damien.
Forza Napoli. Forza Napoli. Forza Marseille.
Have a great evening. Have a good evening, Damien.
Bye.
Ciao.
All right, guys.
Boom, guys.
That was awesome. Man, Damien, such a good dude.
Beautiful work, guys. Hey, man, they're hitting it up. We're getting follows. We're getting likes. I'm looking at my phone right now. It's
thank you, guys.
It's happening. It's all happening.
Do it. Guys, go, man. We work this out. These jerseys are for you, man. And if anybody respects Drip the way we do, you do not want to miss out on this. These jerseys are worth money. Let me tell you. This is not DHK, people. This is the official reissue. This ain't DHK here. This is the official stuff.
No, this ain't DHK, man. This is Damien, you know, in conjunction with Eneta himself.
Yeah, this is a collab with the original designer. And I know we're Real Don Napoli, we be dripping. And yes, you know, I know Jonathan asked, and I'll say it again. Anywhere in the world, if you watch this show, let me tell you something. I checked some stats. I'll say it here publicly. You know, 30% of our viewers are from the U.S. 30%. 70% out of the U.S., guys. That's all over the place. So we did a recent post on Twitter. We had people from Kuwait, Oman, Somalia, Australia, England, India, Pakistan. I mean, I think Turkey was in there. Peru. Guys, we got all over the world. Napoli dance, siamo mundiali. Of course we'll hook you up. Anybody you want.
Yeah, man. So it doesn't matter where you're from. Enter the contest. You know, we'll get to our Instagram account.
Visit the website.
Visit the website to support Damien. But Rafi, It's time to get down to business.
So,
by the way, before we do,
yeah, look at that. I want to show this off.
Look at
that, guys.
E-Napoli store is giving this armband away for free, and I don't know if it's still going on, but with a purchase of this jersey. So I had to buy another one of these, but I put Insignia on the back, and I got this, and this is the official armband of the when Diego Maradona passed away, of the tribute of Maradona, the adios on over here, the 10 in gold, the big captain C right here, and the number 10. So this is what Insignia wore. So I had to pick that up.
So that's beautiful, by the way, Rafa. So check it out, guys. For all your updated Drip info, you come here to the Rafa and Rafa Ram.
That's it.
With me and the Drip King himself, Rafa Rispo. Speaking of Drip,
let's talk about a little Drip for a little bit
because, you know, they've been, you know, what was it, like a month ago, all these reports coming out about new sponsors and what have you. And, you know, the name that was dropped was it Legia?
Legia.
Legia. And, you know, and the crowd went wild, and not for a good way. You know? No. But
the crowd did not take well.
Now, from what I understand, isn't the Coppa contract goes till 2022, from what I understand, right? So I don't.
The Coppa contract was slated to run until 2022, but I think it's ended early.
I'm pretty sure it has ended early.
Yes, correct.
I don't know if that's like a detail in the contract, like the last year you can accept other bids or something. I don't know, but. Either way, another name has. Well, we all saw the Marcello Berlone jersey. Did I say that right, Marcello?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which some people, it was a split down the middle as far as look. I know it's been growing on some people. Thank you, Rafa. I'm going to put this up because for our Instagram guys, Raf and Raf, I had it incorrect. We had to do a last minute change. We did it before the after the graphic was done, and I didn't update right. it. Sorry.
That's okay. We can we'll update right the here. Graphic before we post it. That's all good.
But where was I? There was a split down the middle. Now I know that they had about 1,000 pieces. They sold out really quick, but I don't think that was the goal was to sell so many jerseys, because we saw in some stats the marketing value that we got from making that jersey, and this kind of high fashion thing that De Laurentiis is doing, Rafa. And it seemed to be a piece to kind of put Napoli a little bit more out there, right? Because it made, I mean, over 25 million hits all throughout mm-hmm. social media, hundreds of news articles, hundreds of mentions.
Sold I think it was out over 3 minutes.
Yeah, 60 magazines it featured it in.
No, sold out in under an hour.
Three hours.
Oh, it was, okay, so 3 hours. The whole line.
It was 3 hours. It was about 1,000 pieces. But again, I don't think that was the goal. I think the goal was to market the team, because that's what ADL is trying to do a whole lot. And it worked. Mm-hmm. And then soon after now, Imperial Armani's name pop up, Rafa.
Right.
I'm going to turn it to you. Are we about to wear Armani drip?
Let me start off by saying this. The Imperial Armani design is worn by the Italian Olympics. So all sports, all teams that participate in the Olympics for Italy wear Emporio Armani kits. Nice. So yeah, it is pretty nice. So they're the official sponsor for the Italian Olympic teams, except for the soccer teams. If Italy were to be in the Olympics, they still wear Puma. But they don't wear the official like emblem. They wear a flag, or they block the emblem out, or they make special kits or what have you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Italy hasn't been in the Olympics for a while, so I don't remember mm-hmm. exactly. But basically,
don't they ski or something?
They ski. They do, you know, winter sports. You know, wrestling. I think even the basketball jerseys are.
They do a lot of
Emporio Armani. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the one, right? Imperial Armani was doing the Milan jerseys, I think, or something. If I read that correctly, Imperial Armani makes the Milan jersey, or he did at one point or something. Milan basketball jersey.
Oh, yeah. Not
AC Milan. Yes, the Milan basketball jersey, I think
they are in a lot of, you know, they have their hand in the sports world. They do. It's just new to football, you know?
Right.
So, but however, the thing is that now there's talk that Emporio Armani is not in to be an official partner of Napoli, an official kit supplier. Mm-hmm. They're in to work with De Laurentiis on designing their own kits. So Napoli are trying to, instead of have a kit supplier, make their own kits mm-hmm. inspired by Emporio Armani. So basically, this has happened once before that I know of, and it was with Roma in 2013-14. They had to wear in-house producted kits. Like their own design right. team made these kits. But it was sort of a quick, like it was quick. It was done fast.
Right.
It wasn't done with much, thought.
Right.
What happened was they were with Kappa, and mm-hmm. just like you said, they had negotiated a deal with Nike, but they still had one season left with Kappa. Now the reason why teams do that. Now, Raf, you're right. They do. Uh-huh. They are allowed to discuss a new kit supplier a year before their
okay.
contract is up, because it takes about 8 to 9 months to produce a new kit with that team. So Coppa and Roma got into a fight. they said, we want out of the deal. Coppa said, we want out of the deal now after the season. And Nike wasn't ready to come out with a like on the fly kit for Roma. So Roma had to supply themselves with their own kits. Now, I've been trying very hard to get a Roma person in for either the rant or for an audio podcast or even for like an article I might be writing on how Roma did when it came to these in-house production kits. Like, how did they sell? How were they received by Roma fans in Rome, outside of Rome, worldwide? Like, you know, I think one of the kits was named like one of the nicest Roma kits ever. And I think it was either the white or the black one. But again,
what year was this again?
This was 2013-14.
2013-14. Okay.
Right.
Find a picture.
So, you know, I kind of want to get the ins and the outs. So we're going to keep an eye on this, you know, this topic because that, like I said, that was something that had to happen because of the row with Coppa and they were kind of forced. This is a decision that ADL is making with a plan behind it. And I think this could be good for Napoli, you know. Now, yes, I know we all want Adidas and we all want the brand that's going to make us, you know, exclusive and in stores and able to fit and this and that. But here's something I realized this weekend before we get to the next topic. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, we played against Cagliari. Cagliari wear Adidas. Do you see any Cagliari jerseys in any of these Adidas stores? No, you don't. No. Napoli is one of the biggest teams in Italy, and Napoli is one of the best-run companies in Italy, and Napoli is one of the best-known outside of the big three with Juve, Milan, and Inter, but they are not Juve, Milan, and Inter. They aren't. So I don't care what anybody here says. You can debate me if you'd like, but in my opinion, getting Adidas does not make us a team that is more out there, like more
available.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Right.
We're not guaranteed. I'm not going to walk into the Lake George Adidas outlet.
Yeah.
Expecting to see a Napoli kit right in my face when I walk in. You know what I'm saying? Look at the teams that Adidas supply. You know, national teams alone. Now Italy's probably going to be one. You know, club teams, Real Madrid, Juventus, Bayern Munich. You know, the list goes on. Manchester United.
Not to mention Rafa. I mean, Quinton says exposure, but here's the deal. First of all, retail shopping, it's close to dead. First of all, right? Everything is online.
Absolutely.
Every jersey, honestly, how many jerseys, if you have a whole bunch of Napoli jerseys and Napoli apparel, 95% probably came from online ordering. Unless, you know, your Zia or Zio, your Nonna in Italy.
But that's how you used to have to do it. You kind of used to have to rely on that,
At least, at least in the West, most of these purchases are coming online. Now, the only time I would say that the in-store purchasing mattered was I recently came across a YouTube video. He's called the Neapolitan Samurai. He's a Japanese, fan. And check him out. He's on YouTube. He does a lot of game reactions. But he had a specific video regarding the availability of the jerseys and saying that it's a lot more difficult to get certain brands. He was specifically citing Legia. So he was specifically citing them. So in some instances, yes, maybe getting your hands on an Adidas jersey in other parts of the world probably a little bit easier. And I think it's something that ADL should consider. But that doesn't mean you have to go with one of those brands now in order to do that. Because at the end of the day, these brands are offering you money. Why would you take the lowest bidder? People say Real Madrid, Barcelona. You got to understand, those are mega, mega deals. Those deals are in the millions of dollars. Like, I don't know the number. I saw the number once with Real. I believe it was Barcelona. The number is huge, and you got to understand something. It's for us diehard fans. I mean, honestly, these jerseys could be fruit of the loom. We'll go buy them. But for the other fan, it's not so for the casual fan or a new fan. It's not going to be so much the name in the front. But in my opinion, about the name in the back, like why did Juve sell so many jerseys? Because they had Ronaldo.
Yeah, well, you're right. To be fair, Juve sold a lot of jerseys before that. To be fair,
yeah, but, Del Piero. You're talking about they had some of the biggest names, the most popular Italian players. Rafa,
yeah,
come on,
yeah,
these Milan, Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, but here, kits on sale in stores are not necessarily going to come with a player's name and number on the back unless you're Ronaldo or a Messi.
What I'm trying to say.
But what I'm saying to you is that Juve were already selling a lot of kits. So were Milan. So were Inter. The Juve Ronaldo was brought in to sell jerseys, man. Ronaldo was brought in to sell jerseys, and so that's why you'll probably see Messi or Ronaldo shirt on the stores. But you know,
they're on the racks.
But most of the time, to get a kit with a name and number on the back, you have to order it online anyway because you're probably. You know, these stores that get these kits to be on the shelves don't normally have a name or a number on the back of it. You know, it's not like here in the States where if you want to go to like, Dick's Sporting Goods to get a, Jacob deGrom Mets pitcher's jersey or like, a Derek Jeter jersey with a number 2 on the back. You know what I mean? Like, that's different. But out in Europe and even here, you're hard pressed to find like a Lewandowski jersey sitting on the or a Chucky Lozano Mexico jersey or a Christian Pulisic USA jersey. You're just going to find the jersey and that's it. So online you're right. But that's the thing is that whether Napoli have Adidas, Kappa, Legia or in-house produced kits. I'm creating words here. Online is the way. Let me just tell you a story, man. I bought a couple more of these from Napoli store, from the official Napoli store, right?
Okay.
I bought those about a week before I bought this kit. This kit I bought from the Napoli store because I saw the deal with
the, right, because you had the deal, right?
With the thing, right? This I bought on a Friday. It came in that Tuesday. So for people saying, oh, it takes forever. Yeah, but you got to know where to get it from. This Napoli store came in days. I don't know anybody from there, but it came in days. Literally, it came in days. I'm still waiting for a tracking number from the official Napoli site. So there's a problem with the official Napoli site.
Yes.
But if you can find on Amazon, which Napoli have a deal with, you can find it on Napoli store, or you can find it on Subside Sports, where I know my buddy Fran, he got the Insignia jersey from Napoli from Subside Sports. Mm-hmm. Those jerseys are coming in. You can get a Napoli kit from wherever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So right. Being available on a store or walking into a store saying, "Oh, look, Napoli." It's just not practical yet. We don't have that superstar name yet. We just don't. We don't. So table that to the side, okay? And we have to just roll with what makes the most sense financially for Napoli fans.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And if we're going to produce our own kits, there's no middleman, like you said, in private. No middleman. There's no deal with Kappa where we have to, you know, Kappa pays us this much to produce our jerseys, and then we got to share the profits. No, we have, and Napoli store is cheaper than the official Napoli store on Amazon. Exactly. You're right, 100%. But what I'm saying is the access is there. It's there. It's there with a click of the button.
Right. That's the most
important. I don't want to hear nobody can get a Napoli kit because everybody can get a Napoli kit, no matter who the producer is.
Rafa, I just want a jersey that fits. Honestly, I don't care so much about the brand. Obviously, I want the look to be nice, but I really like this combat skin shit. I can't do it, bro. I'm sorry, you know. And even if I was, you know, I even, you know, I have my six pack ready to go, Rafa. Mm-hmm. I it's still a little tight for me. I understand. I don't know.
I'm okay with it. I'm into it if I'm like skinny enough to wear it or
yeah, but that's the deal. I mean, come on, man. This is America. Listen, look at the Adidas MLS shirts. All right. Again, I'm not referring to the brand, but rather the cut of those shirts. It was still a slim cut, relaxed, straight cut fit, but it wasn't like suffocating you. It's like we're not soccer players. Or at the very least, if they can offer like an official game jersey and then not a replica, but rather an official jersey, but is a little bit more like the fan friendly cut, like something that maybe is cut a little bit. I mean, I don't know the logistics of that or the cost for these things. I know some people can fit into the jerseys fine. Hey, God bless you skinny SOBs. God bless you, dude.
He's not here, but no,
I feel
not
like we Udino, haven't had a decent cut buddy. Since the 13 Macron. It's true, like
well,
but
yeah, maybe. But even those jerseys were a little tight. Well, I mean, I'm a very large person, so
I mean, the Macron ones were, you know, somewhat okay. The Nike one was the last jersey that I had that fit. You know, it was an extra lot. Like I think it was an XL, a double XL. It was a true authentic double XL. But again, that was what, 98? Mm-hmm. That was kind of the style baggy was in. Now we want to wear tight jeans and tight shirts and tight. I don't want to wear that stuff, Rafa. I don't care. I don't want tight. I want relaxed. I want to breathe. I was born in 83. My style is 95. I need something that, you know, it has a little space. Rafa, I need a little space, bro. All right. I don't do skinny jeans. I don't wear my sister's clothing, all right? Like, hey, Jody Ange, welcome, sir. Solazo's right, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's
you're right.
Motivation
you're right.
to lose a little weight, yeah. Well, listen, I already have to, so yeah, I'm going to, too. But Gaetano came in a little late. Gaetano, if you missed it, man, we're giving away the Maradona jersey, the 1987-88 jersey, official remake, reissue. From Enere and Dom, I'm sorry, Damien from RB Soccer Jersey, our classic jerseys, wearing a Kappa. You can see my heart rate. Well, wearing, I told Ralph off the air, if I move up just a couple inches, you'll see the MSC trying to fly off my shirt. It's not a good situation. This is ideal. This wearing this kit is ideal for the boobs up. Because there's no way I could stand up right now and be not be ashamed of myself. I'm telling you right now. This is just for the look. No, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. Don't say that. What do you mean? Gaetano.
All right. No.
Gaetano, the Instagram is at Raffin Raff. That's RAFFNRAFF. Follow that. And actually, Rafi, you want to throw that?
I'm gonna get a banner up.
Hold back on. Up. Yeah, throw the banner.
Well, I'll throw the picture, but the Instagram thing was wrong on it.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have also if you want to go on there and follow us, you'll see how to enter.
Yeah. I want to fix it up, Rafa. But we'll just here. Let me put a banner because I've been having some issues pulling up the pictures after I close it out. So what was it? At Raff.
RAFFNRAFF.
Stand by. I got you guys.
While Ralph is doing that, I'm going to continue really quick to say that, you know, Napoli have made a decision to join Konami. And Konami and Napoli are now official sponsors. You know, they're in conjunction together. As of July 1st, 2021, the training center at Castelvetrano is going to be officially renamed SSC Napoli Konami Training Center. They're going to install a gaming room in there, which is pretty exciting, I guess.
Gaming, awesome.
It's going to be a gaming room in there too, yeah.
Play Ninja Turtles.
For, you know, players and guests and stuff like that. They're going to allow that.
Let's go.
But also, Napoli will be exclusive to Konami in the starting 22-23 season. Mm-hmm. So the license for Napoli with EA Sports is going to be gone. Yeah. Everyone on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook are going crazy about what Napoli's name is going to be on FIFA from now on. And the players, nothing really is going to change except we won't have the logo. It'll probably still be called Napoli because that's the name of the city, Roma is Roma FC, and on there, they're known as Roma. It's just not the jerseys and the logo. All the real players are there. Look at Juve with Piemonte Calcio.
Get his playing
time. You know, Lobotka can get his playing time now. Yeah, in the training center game room. Yep, yeah, that's right.
That's good.
But I think that's a really cool deal that Napoli made with Konami.
So you can still buy FIFA 22 and play with the official Napoli. So yep.
Yeah. FIFA 22 will still feature Napoli, SSC Napoli, but then from the 23 version it'll just be Napoli, kind of like how Roma and Juve are right now. But guess what? Some people like FIFA so much that they won't really matter. You're still going to have Insigne, Mertens, Osimhen. They'll still be on the team. They won't be different names.
Right.
It's just that Konami's going to pay us. So why not, right?
Why not?
It's going to make it, Konami releases, team-specific versions of games too. So there's going to be a Napoli version of the game. And I believe, this is speculation, but I believe the Diego Armando Maradona Stadium and Decibel Bellini will be there. You're going to have the actual stadium instead of having like an Olympic style stadium for Napoli.
Oh, it's going to be their stadium.
I believe usually with every team that joins, Maradona, their stadium comes too. So look for it. It's going to have stadium. It's going to have chants, real chants. It's going to have possibly Decibel Bellini,
That would be sick.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
So I think that's on the docket for that. Yeah. Ralph, listen, we have a very little time left.
Yeah.
Because we do have to jit out, but we have to talk about it. We have to.
Okay. I know.
We have to talk about it. So
I know
Let's give it a little bit of time.
All right, we'll do about 10 minutes. We'll stick around 10 more minutes.
Ten more minutes.
Right out of here.
And
so
we're out.
So we'll do the post game. Why don't you start real quick, Rafa, while I make this thing?
Yeah, Napoli-Cagliari, 1-1 at the Maradona. Guys, we had it. We had it in our hands, and we let it slip in extra time again. For me, I think that we should have won the match. We should have had the match won minutes and minutes earlier. Osimhen's goal early in the game, very good goal, very great service by Insigne. We talked about Osimhen not getting the service, right? I feel like he's getting it more and more. That's his 8th goal of the season in only his 20th Serie A match. So let's cut him some slack. Let's not compare him to Simi, for Christ's sake.
Who we compare?
Osimhen. Yeah. Gazzetta dello Sport last week decided to compare, Crotone with Sime to Napoli and Osimhen, where we spent way too much money for the Nigerian. They're comparing them because they're Nigerian. Yeah. You know what I mean? And because Sime scored 19 goals with Crotone, who's relegated, he's officially like the most. He's got the most goals for a relegated team.
Yeah,
that's all well and good, but you've got an Osimhen
that. City of B.
Yeah, well, he's not going to stay in City of B.
Won't stay there.
The point I'm trying to make is that Osimhen is producing. Now, everybody out there that was like, "Oh, Osimhen, bum, waste of money, blah blah blah." Everybody is, and I'll take this as I'll use this I'll steal it from David Amoyal, who says this all the time: prisoner of the moment. You guys, most of you guys, are so stuck in what's going on at the moment that you come out and you claim a lot of false accusations, and you start throwing around like crazy, thoughts in your head. And I get it. You're probably at the time you're reacting. But for the people that were out there saying that Osimhen was a waste, take a look at what he did for the second goal that was taken away. By the way, I love that we have The Rock on
Rafa. I wouldn't have done this without at least one person from beautiful. WWF or WWE. That was for you, my friend. That was for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome.
But what I'm saying is that I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Aussie Man scores. You know, he produces with a goal. You know, Deme rattles a crossbar. Actually, Cagliari hit the post too. Medet with a absolutely wonderful game. You know, great saves, very important saves. I think Medet's time is now.
Yeah.
You know, Deme played his ass off.
Yep.
Husai actually played good. He played good. He played really good.
Except for the botch in defense.
But that was it. Until the 92nd minute, 93rd minute. And that's our problem right now. Our problem is that we can't finish the games that we need to finish. Like, our head turns off. Our minds turn off in the 90th minute. An extra time, we just kind of coast through it. And we've paid the price more than once. We paid the price this time. Now, it was against a Cagliari team that went 3 wins in a row, and they're fighting for relegation, you know. So, and on paper are way better than they are. So we have to give them some sort of credit. Mm-hmm. Also, it's not over. You know, we are dejected by the Juve the Juve win in the last couple minutes. You know, Milan won, Atalanta tied, thank God, Inter are champions of Italy. And Lazio, they did their thing too. So it's a very close race, but I'll say it again because I've said it before. Atalanta still have to play Milan on the last match day. Juve still have to play Inter on the penultimate day. And next week, Juve play Milan. These are games that teams that are ahead of us are guaranteed to drop points. So as long as we can win at least 3 of the next 4, we're in the Champions League. And that's it. Now, ideally, we want to win every game. But if we win the next 3 of the last 4, we're in the Champions League no matter what.
Is it 3 so or all 4, Rafa? Some all 4. It really depends on all the results too, right?
Well, listen, we have to win all 4. But when you think about it, let's say for some strange reason we draw to Spezia, right? Mm-hmm. But Milan beat Juventus, right? So now where does that make us? Where does that leave us? That leaves us a point, I think, behind me. Like, I can look it up really quick. The bottom line is this. If we win out, we're definitely in the Champions League. That's for sure.
Yep.
You know, Rafa, that's 100% for sure.
While you looked at, I had a stat today prepared for Ozilhem, actually. Fun fact. Ozilhem now has 8 goals. Mind you, yesterday, one goal was disallowed. So he should have had 9. Which means he would have tied basically, well, Insigne has 17, I believe now, but Politano, Lozano, and Mertens all have 9. And Osimhen basically got his 9th goal stolen from him yesterday.
Right.
But there's another more important number that we have to look at. His minutes played, 1,247. That is about 1,000, a little bit more than 1,000 minutes less played than his counterparts. So while everybody's close to the 2,000 mark with 9 goals, Ozilhem is at 1,200 minutes with 8 goals and 1 that was stolen. And it's his first year in Serie A. And he got injured. And he got COVID. And he got concussed.
And not for nothing, he's crossing the ball in too. So yeah. you're seeing him set up also.
Right. This guy not a whole lot of assists,
he's only got one in Serie A.
Has one assist in Serie A.
But
how he opens up that play.
Exactly. Him going out wide opens so much space up. And he can put the ball in the middle. That's the thing.
Yep.
Is that if we ever decided to have a bigger striker, like tight presence behind him somehow, this guy, him and that guy would be insane. Like my ideally we can get Simi and have, you know, but let's say Petagna came in for Mertens, who was starting in the number 10 role, and we decided to have 2 strikers up front. Right? You spread Osimhen out wide, you guaranteed he's gonna find Petagna's head. He found Lozano this past game. He's put the ball in the box where just people weren't there. You understand? So he knows how to set up as well. And that's a big thing about Osimhen, is that people will look at his first season and say, oh, 8 goals and 1 assist. What kind of... At the beginning of the season, we all said, well, I said anyway, if Osimhen scored 10 goals in Serie A, I'd be happy. You know what I'm saying?
I said he's creating
goals. Yeah, he's creating space. He's making he's making Napoli dangerous. So there's that, you know, and because of us talking so much about Osimhen, I think that we should dub him this week's beast of the match. What do you think?
I don't know. Let's see how it goes, Rafa.
I kind of spoiled it, didn't I?
Thanks, Rafa. Well, you know officially, what? For tradition, let's just do
let's
the whole
officially
thing real
quick. Present.
Let's officially
the beast of the
go.
Match.
Yes, sir. There he is. You couldn't have guessed it, even if you tried. Osimhen, my beast of the match, our beast of the match today, guys. I had to pick him. Deme, good game.
Meret,
great game. You know, he was the beast of the match against Juve, but his super hand, he had that. Hold on. I had that. It was the goalie against Pavoletti. Had quite the thing.
Oh, yeah.
But Osimhen, in my eyes, he scored two goals. He scored two goals. We got robbed. You know, we don't really support the whole referee conspiracy thing on this show.
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
But
I'm tired of supporting that.
You know, we don't do that. However, to this game, Rafa, I went back. I even searched the rules. So before I went off and started ranting about that crap call, in my opinion, I think that was robbery, in my opinion. I think of my robbery. According to Mazzolini, it didn't come back because of the competence of the ref. So I'm assuming that if the ref is totally sure on that call, VAR is not needed. But
that's true. That's true.
Or something like that. Which
a referee could be totally sure of his decision and not choose to go to VAR. If that had gone to VAR, the goal would have been given. We would have won the match. Plain and simple. That's it. So I don't want to hear about I'm gonna go off and then I'm gonna be out.
All right.
So I don't want to hear about Gattuso because I heard it all day or saw it anyway on Twitter all day long. Gattuso. Every time we drop a point, it's Gattuso's fault.
Hold on. Before I'm gonna let you go off in 1 second. I'm gonna pause you just for a moment because I just want to give time to my boy right here, Ozzy. Then we're going to yell at Gattuso because I agree with you today, Rafa, and I want to rant maybe like a couple minutes about that before I go. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Osimhen scored his goal. Should have been two. You know, like nobody calls me all day and now the phone wants to go off. It's all right. It's probably one of those ads calling me. But Rafa, take over for a second.
Vehicle's extended warranty. I'll take over.
Yeah, hold on.
Go ahead. Victor Osimhen is just, you know, a beast. I don't really know what Raf was going with there, but he's proving himself to be worthy of Serie A. He's proving himself to be worthy of this team. I think he's got big plan. Like there are big plans for him. I believe, it's just, he gets a lot of crap because of how much he cost.
Yeah.
And it's unfair. No, that's okay. It's unfair. What I was saying was that he gets a lot of crap for how much.
No,
he costs.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Wait till next year, guys. Wait, look what he's accomplishing through all the adversity. Yesterday, he was in beast mode, man. He could have had more. And if it was, honestly, you know, he basically, like, dude, he gashed his head, got up, walked off the field. I think he would have played if Gattuso didn't take him out. He came up in an article a little bit later and said, you know, I'm fine. I'm ready to go for the next game because I thought he got concussed. So, but no, he got on social media right away, or I'm not sure if it was the press or social media. Said,
no, it was
go,
it,
so.
It. Yeah, but it wasn't the press because Napoli's still in press silence.
Just, right.
Stampa. So he tweeted from his personal account. But here's the thing: is that he must have had the De Laurentiis permission to do that, because you're not allowed to tweet anything about yourself or the team during a press silence. But I think because of the nature of what happened, maybe he had said, hey, can I just go on there and say that I'm okay? I'm sure it was allowed because we haven't heard anything about it since. But you're not allowed to really do much of anything on social media except for personal stuff while you're in press silence. So him coming out to say that he's okay is very reassuring. You know, but yeah, I mean, back to Gattuso, I really don't feel –
Beast of the Match, Ozzy Nem. Congratulations. Beast of the Match, Ozzy Nem. Take it away. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Because a lot of people were saying, you know, Gattuso with the the substitutions and the this and the that. What other kind of substitutions were we supposed to make? He made them timely. Yeah. He put in Politano for Lozano, like for like. Okay. Mm-hmm. He took Ossie Man out, I feel, only because of his head injury.
I don't believe
Osimhen comes out if he doesn't start bleeding from the head.
Yeah.
Because he was gonna put Mertens in, but I'm almost certain Mertens was gonna come in for like Insigne or for Zielinski or something like that. Yeah. Because you know, listen, one goal against Kalia, we needed another one. And then Koulibaly comes up with a cramp at the end of the match. After we had used our third and fourth substitutions, but it was during our third substitution opportunity. Right. So no more subs. And then Koulibaly gets a cramp. And a lot of people are saying, well, how come they didn't better prepare for defensive substitutions? You got Koulibaly, Manolas, Hussai, and Di Lorenzo all playing really, really well all game. Cagliari had a lot of chances, but the defense shut them down. What kind of substitution are you going to make for those four guys? You're not going to put Mario Rui in for Hussai. You're not going to take Koulibaly out defending a 1-0 lead with four matches left to qualify for the Champions League. The substitutions that Gattuso made on Sunday were fine, in my opinion. Fine. No problems with the substitutions. No problems with the approach. No. Hussai got beat by Nandez on a foot race.
Right.
And Nandez put it past Mertens. Yeah, near side, but very tough shot. Very tough shot. Not even Mertens' Meret's fault. Yeah. Not Meret's fault.
That was point-blank range. And if you saw the ball, too, the ball, if you look at the way Meret was about to read it, the ball was supposed to hit the top of the guy's foot and chip it over. Meret was ready for that save. What happened, the ball fell, hit the bottom of his foot. I don't know if it was intentional, but that's what happened. And it went low into the far side. Meret was reading up in a chip, but it went low to the far side, and he missed the ball. It was nothing he can do. At point blank, not to mention, he saw completely. So if you want to put blame on anybody for not winning this game, blame the players. He saw completely let, Nandez just pass him. And not only that, if you look at the assist, I believe it came from Alfred Duncan. Alfred Duncan had like all the time in the world to make that cross. I mean, just, you know, he was sipping a cup of tea while he made that cross. Nobody pressed him. The whole team all the way in the back. Now, I don't know. Is that a coach's fault? I don't know. But who the hell leaves somebody that wide open? And then the cross came. He saw Bosch. I don't know. The sun was in his eye and let him go. There was, listen, Rafa, go ahead, because I have a bunch of missed opportunities that I wrote down that I wanted to write. And listen, I've been, we're coming for you guys. What's up, Jerry?
Rafa, Jerry messaged me. Yeah, I got your message. I'll respond in a few.
But real quick, a couple missed opportunities. Deme, that big dinger. I mean, 2 inches down is like the Mighty Ducks. We would have that shot would have went in. Lozano. Missed header from an OC pass. Typically, he would have got that one in. Ozinim, a missed header from a Zielinski pass. Whiffed it almost. Maybe it was a little bit too far back. Couldn't get the right angle on it. Missed that shot. Zielinski, point-blank shot right to the goalie's thing. Goalie saved it. Insigne, passing the ball to the opponent's goalie on a few occasions. 3 shots, I think, he had on the goalie. Not that great.
And Insigne wasn't. We should have won that game. Insigne wasn't in the match yesterday. He was.
If we looked for the 45th to the 60th minute, Rafa, we should have scored another goal around that time. But the shots didn't. They didn't land. So yeah, I'm critical of Gattuso at times, but that was not his fault yesterday. You can't just use him as a scapegoat, all right? Because this is when you're gonna lose me. This is when you're gonna lose Rafa. This is when you're gonna lose us here. It can't everything be Gattuso's fault. If you're kicking a ball and it misses, how is that Gattuso's fault?
No, it's not.
If you're missing a header, if you get a disallowed goal, and that's the big one, how is that Gattuso's fault? He was screaming on the sidelines. Gazzetta dello Sport reported that it was bad. Santa Croce came out reported that that was a goal. I mean, we got, in a sense,
Santa Croce. Fabiano Santa Croce.
Yeah, from Napoli, bro. He came out and said that that was a goal. But that Napoli needs to look ahead. Yeah. Well, let him know he was right. Everybody's coming out and saying it, dude.
Listen,
so.
I know one person that said it was a foul. It was actually a Napoli fan, but yeah. Jerry, I read your message. I'm in, buddy.
To the Napoli fan, not to Jerry, by the way. No. What are you in? Can I be in too? Well, it depends on the in.
If you're available, are you available? Is Jerry cool that Rafi comes too? I think we're being invited on Cultural Connection.
Oh no, I probably don't got. I don't get the call, bro. No, I'm not as smart as Rafa. No. No, I don't. I just sit here and do sound effects. I don't know shit about soccer.
I'll be in. Hey, Napoli fans, Cultural Connection.
Rafa, you go.
Look for it.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Listen, I gotta go.
Just don't come in my chat and invite people, not invite me, Jerry. What the fuck? What kind of shit is that, bro?
Come on, Jerry. No. To be fair, he.
Guy comes in here, invites Rafa, not me. This is a 2-for-1 deal, guys. Shout out to the who is that guy? The Calcio guys.
The Calcio guys.
Yeah, Canada loves me. I'm gonna move to
Canada
Toronto.
Canada does
soon.
Love you. Yeah.
All right.
Ralph Bizarro, go, the Macedonian from Canada.
Yeah, seriously. No, I just
Luca. Put what Luca just put up there. Luca. Mr. Kendrick mentioned that San Gennaro's blood didn't liquefy, brought on the bad vibes. I am 100% a subscriber to that, my friend. Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, I got to run. Ralphie, we'll see you next week, right?
Yes. Listen, great show.
For everybody that's asking me, Napoli is not out of it. Napoli can still make top four. Juve Milan, big, big game this weekend. We have Spezia. We have redemption on our brains. I'm fully, fully, fully believe that Napoli are going to win this match on Saturday, 9:00 Eastern.
Let's get a big Forza Napoli in the chat while we got the closing show. Thank you, Rosemary.
That's mamma.
Is that mamma? Way ma.
Come accetta mamma Deus, facci meglio te.
Oh, cafe pronto, mamma. Let's go. Forza Napoli sempre. Pete Dumps. All right.
Napoli sempre.
This is a soccer show. Let's go. Scoundrel Phil. Thank you very much, guys. Forza Napoli. Who are we playing? Spezia? We got to do some redemption.
Yes. Redemption next
week. We got some redemption next
week,
guys. It's going to be big. There we go. That's what I like
guys,
to see. Jonathan
Pasquale. Forza Napoli, everybody. Thank you for joining.
There we go. We love
Josh,
you too, mama.
Mama, Alfonso.
Josh, yeah, good to see you, Josh. Been a minute. Hope everything's
Preppy
going well over there.
Preppy 77.
That's it.
Rafi boy, are we good to go?
We out of here, brother. Take care, guys. Ciao, ciao,
see you next week. Ciao. Beautiful. I gotta go.
Hold on.